Hauser left Yalson to look after Nysin. He walked over the debris-strewn platform to the wreckage of the rear access gantry. He was bareheaded. The suit's helmet was ruined, and the suit itself had lost its AG and motor power, as well as most of its sensors. On backup energy, the lights still worked, as did the small repeater screen set into one wrist. The suit's mass sensor was damaged, the wrist screen filled with clutter when linked to the sensor, barely registering the train's reactor at all. His rifle was still working, for whatever that was worth now. He stood at the bottom of the ramps and felt the dregs of heat seeping from the metal support legs where laser fire had struck. He took a deep breath and climbed up the ramp to where the Adiran lay, his massive head sticking out of the wreckage sandwiched between the two levels of ramp. The Adiran turned slowly to look at him, and one arm tensed against the wreckage, which creaked and moved. Then the warrior brought his arm out from beneath the press of metal and unfastened the scarred battle helm. He let it fall to the floor. The great saddle face looked up at the changer. "The greetings of the battle day," Hauser said in careful Adiran.
"Ho!" boomed the Adiran. "The little one speaks our tongue."
"I'm even on your side, though I don't expect you to believe it. I belong to the intelligence section of the first marine dominant under the Quirl Zorolundra." Hauser sat down on the ramp, almost level with the Adiran's face. "I was sent in here to try to get the mind," he continued.
"Really?" the Adiran said. "Pity. I believe my comrade just destroyed it."
"So I hear," Hauser said, leveling the laser rifle at the big face, viced between the twisted metal planking. "You also destroyed the changers back up at the base. I am a changer. That's why our mutual masters sent me in here. Why did you have to kill my people?"
"What else could we do, human?" the Adiran said impatiently. "They were an obstacle. We needed their weaponry. They would have tried to stop us. We were too few to guard them."
The creature's voice was labored as it fought the weight of ramp, crushing its torso and rib cylinder. Hauser aimed the rifle straight at the Adiran's face.
"You vicious bastard.
I have to blow your fucking head off right now."
"By all means, midget,"
the Adiran smiled, the double set of hard lips spreading.
"My comrade has already fallen bravely. Quaenorl has started his long journey through the upper world. I am captured and victorious at once, and you offer me the solace of the gun. I shall not close my eyes, human."
"You don't have to," Hauser said, letting the gun down. He looked over through the darkness of the station at Dorolo's body, then into the dim, smoked, hazed light in the distance, where the nose and control deck of the train glowed faintly, illuminating an empty patch of floor where the mind had been. He turned back to the Adiran. "I'm taking you back. I believe there are still units of the 93rd Fleet out beyond the Quiet Barrier. I have to report my failure and deliver a female culture agent to the Fleet Inquisitor. I'm going to report you for exceeding your orders and killing those changes. Not that I expect it'll do any good."
"Your story bores me, little one."
The Adiran looked away and strained once more at the press of twisted metal covering him, but to no avail.
"Kill me now. You do smell so, and your speech grates. Ours is not a tongue for animals."
"What's your name?" Hauser said. The saddle head turned to him again. The eyes blinked slowly.
"Zoxarl, human. Now you'll sully it by trying to pronounce it, no doubt."
"Well, you just rest there, Zoxarl. Like I said, we'll take you with us. First, I want to check on the mind you destroyed. A thought has just occurred to me." Hauser got to his feet. His head hurt abominably where the helmet had slammed into it, but he ignored the pounding in his skull and started back down the ramp, limping a little.
"Your soul is shit," the Adiran called. Zoxarl boomed after him. "Your mother should have been strangled at the moment she came on heat. We were going to eat the changes we killed, but they smelled like filth."
"Save your breath, Zoxarl," Hauser said, not looking at the Adiran. "I'm not going to shoot you." Hauser met Yalson at the bottom of the ramp. The drone had agreed to look after Nysin. Hauser looked to the far end of the station. "I want to see where the mind was." "What do you think happened to it?" Yalson asked, falling into step beside him. He shrugged. Yalson went on. "Maybe it did the trick it did earlier, went into hyperspace again. Maybe it reappeared somewhere else in the tunnels." "Maybe," Hauser said. He stopped by Wubslin, taking the man's elbow and turning him round from Dorolo's body. The engineer had been crying. "Wobslin," Hauser said. "Guard that bastard. He might try and get you to shoot him, but don't. That's what he wants. I'm going to take the son of a bitch back to the fleet so they can court-martial him. Dirtying his name is a punishment. Killing him would be doing him a favour, understand?" Wobslin nodded. Still rubbing the bruised side of his head, Hauser went off down the platform with Yalsin. They came to where the mine had been. Hauser turned the lights on his suit up and looked over the floor. He picked up a small, burned-looking thing near the mouth of the foot tunnel leading to Station 7. "What's that?" Yalsin said, turning away from the body of the Adiran on the other access gantry. "I think," Hauser said, turning the still-warm machine over in his hand. "It's a remote drone. The mind left it behind?" Yalsin came over to look at it. It was just a blackened slab of material, some tubes and filaments showing through the lumpy, irregular surface where it had been hit by plasma fire.